Welcome to Session 8, Thoughts, Feelings and Behaviours. During this session, we try to understand the connection between our thoughts, feelings and behaviours and learn that thoughts are not always helpful and some strategies for dealing with negative thoughts. Pages 64 to 65 of your handbook are a fantastic reference for this session. I would like you to think, what is a thought? Do we always control our thoughts? Are our thoughts always positive? Are our thoughts always true? For example, have you ever been in bed and heard a bang in the night and thought, someone's broken in? How did that make you feel? How did that make you behave? Or were you lying in bed, heard the bang and thought the cat or the dog knocked something over? Did that make you feel differently? Did that make you behave differently? What do you think influences how you interpret the noise? Is it past experience? Your current situation? Your personality? Your mood or your anxiety levels? Let's think about it in a weight loss event. Have you ever lost a pound and thought, it's only a pound and I've got lots to lose. This is pointless. How did that make you feel? Did you feel dejected? Unmotivated? So how did you then behave? Did you give up? Could you challenge these thoughts? This way, when you lose a pound, you think, great, another pound down. Slow and steady is the healthiest way anyway. How would this make you feel? Proud? Motivated? How would this then make you behave? Would you continue with the new eating behaviours? Sometimes we automatically think negatively. We can't help it. Examples in the past might be that all or nothing approach to a diet. You're either dieting perfectly or it's a waste of time and you're off it. Or how about blaming yourself for negative events that have nothing to do with you? Have you ever been around someone at work who's quiet and you think, oh my God, I've upset them? These negative thoughts can impact our behaviour, but there are ways to stop it from happening. The first step would be to start identifying our thoughts using a thought journal. The second step is to start challenging these thoughts with questions, such as, what is the evidence for and against this thought? What would I say to a friend in a similar situation? Have I ever had this thought before and been wrong? Even if this thought is true, will acting on it take me closer or further away from my goals? A really good goal moving forward might be to start a thought journal so you can challenge these negative thoughts.